And then you have this problem that you also want to know how electrons move in the top of the valence band. And if you just use this definition of effective mass, it turns out that the mass is negative, right? Because the curvature is going the other way, so it gets a minus sign. And this is problematic, that you have a negative effective mass. And the solution to this problem is just a definition that people use for convenience, is that they say that the charge at the top of the valence band are really positively charged particles, which are called holes. And the effective mass of the holes is then positive. You put a minus sign here, so that it gives the holes a positive charge. If you had negatively charged electrons with a negative mass, and you apply an electric field, they would be accelerated. If they had a positive mass, they'd be accelerated opposite the electric field, opposite the direction of the electric field, because they have a negative charge. But then they have a negative mass, so they go in the direction of the electric field. And if you have positive charges with a positive mass, they go the direction of the electric field. So electron states with a negative mass, negatively charged particles with a negative mass would go the same direction as positively charged particles with a positive mass. And negatively charged particles with a negative mass, that hurts our brains. So we just count the empty states and call them holes. And